Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and this week we are going to be talking about the idea of making a choice. We're really making the choice. What I mean by this is, I think a lot of times we might feel as though we are excluded, or other people are against us, or somehow we've just kind of been forgotten. We might feel like no one likes us, or that at least, maybe not no one, but a lot of people don't like us. And we might have this desire to feel sorry for ourselves, or to say, well, people just don't like me and that's how it is. However, it's interesting when considering the writings of the New Testament to consider the way that the writers write to their audience. I'm sure that a lot of the recipients of the epistles had similar problems. They probably felt excluded. There were instances when they felt forgotten, or they felt as though people didn't want to be around them, or people didn't like them. But you know what's fascinating? When the apostle wrote to these brothers and sisters, do you notice the kind of things that he says? He says things like, live at peace with everyone, or rejoice always, or bear one another's burdens. Just think about the way that he said those things. Do you notice that it was a direct command to them? There wasn't ever a make sure that other people bear your burdens, or make sure that other people are doing all that they can to live at peace with you. Isn't that interesting? When the apostles write to the brothers and sisters, they say, think about what you're going to do. Think about how you can live at peace. Think about how you can bear one another's burdens. Think about how you can rejoice all the time. And I think it's fascinating because it's so human of us to want to look at other people and to say, oh, well, they're not helping me rejoice. Or, oh, well, those people aren't bearing my burden. They don't like me. Or something along those lines. And yet, what I think we're being told in Scripture is that rather than looking at ourselves and saying, oh, see, here's how people treat me, we're supposed to say, how can I take care of other people? We can't sit there and say, oh, nobody likes me. Instead, we should be saying, how can I show others that I like them? How can I show that love to them? How can I bear their burdens? Not how can they bear mine? I think so often we get these things reversed. We read the commands, we recognize we're supposed to show kindness, we recognize that we're supposed to love our neighbors, and so we look around at the ecclesia and we say, well, how are people loving me? How are people showing me kindness? And yet that's not what it says. What Scripture says is for us to do those things. We have to make the choice. We have to decide that we're going to go out there and we're going to be kind. We are going to rejoice. We are going to live at peace with everyone. Is that hard? Yes, it's incredibly hard. It's incredibly hard, especially if you feel like no one likes you or that no one wants to spend time with you. And yet I think that's what God wants in all of this. He wants to break us out of that way of thinking, to get us out of our focus on ourselves and our problems. Because the more that we go out there and we live at peace with everyone, and we love our neighbor, and we bear one another's burdens, the more that we do that, it starts to spiral. We made the choice, and by making that choice, we're now encouraging others to also make that choice. Just as the Lord Jesus made the choice to give himself for us, we're giving ourselves for others and helping them one step closer to the Lord. So that's our job. We make the choice not to sit back and look at everyone else and say, oh, well, what are they doing for me? But instead to say, what can I do for them? That's the command. Scripture was written to us. It was written telling us how to live. Not so we could look at others and make sure that they're living that way, but so we can look at our own lives and say, how can I do these things today? So, let's make that choice. Rather than feeling sorry for ourselves, let's look at the loneliness, let's look at the frustration, and let's say, I'm going to take courage. I'm going to be courageous because that's what the Lord Jesus did. And I'm going to think about, how can I help bear your burden? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.